if you milk the cow, you put the milk into a bucket. What?
You have the bucket right down there in your lap. You're supposed to sit on a little stool. You have the bucket in your lap, because if you set it down there, the cow will kick it over sometime. Just by the time you get it full, they'll kick it. Like, that's what them kickers on them. Uh-huh. Like I said, then they can't kick. But most cows give a bucket full of milk, a real milk cow.
Uh-huh.
Them what's raised for milk. Then you pour that into a can, milk can, and you go milk the next cow till you get it all. Then the man that drive the truck, now he don't milk but about 11 cows. Well, when he get through with his 11, I'd have 25. Maybe the other servant would have 25. Well, he'd take the milk, what we done milk, and his 11 cows, he'd go on in the dairy and start to separating the cream from the milk. See, they have a thing there with two spigots, and you pour that milk in it, and the cream come out one, and the milk comes out the other one. See, they bottle up the cream and sell cream too, bottle the cream.
Mm-hmm.
But they would take that cream thing and put a little bit on top of the milk, your real milk, so they have little cream in it.
I see.
But they, and some of them make butter.
Uh-huh.
Take the cream and make butter, sell butter. And he would, by the time he get through with that, then we would be through with ours and carry the rest of it on in there, and he'd strain that out, then bottle it up, and he'd get on over here in Augusta with the milk.
What kind of buckets were those?
Just a pail, a tin pail with a handle to it.
Now, if it's made out of tin like that, you call
tin,
it
tin galvanized.
Yeah. What if it's made out of wood? What would you call it then?
Well, we just call it a wooden bucket.
But
it was tin galvanized bucket.
That you use for milking.
That's right.
Okay. Now you mentioned on a barrel, you might have a little thing to let the syrup out. What do you call that thing that you let the on a barrel?
It's a little faucet.
Little faucet kind of thing?
Little thing stick in there, stops up the hole,
uh-huh.
And they turn it around, and you can pitch your bucket. They'll fill it up for a dime, but not anymore. They used to would. They don't now. I know when bread is 5 cents a loaf.
What about now here on the house? What do you call that on the kitchen?
Right there?
Yeah.
That's a sink.
No, but I mean the thing where you turn the water on?
A spigot.
Call that a spigot?
Some say hydrant.
Hydrant.
Hydrant and spigot.
Okay. What about if it's on the outside of the house?
Same thing.
Same thing.
Hydrant, spigot. Got one right there, right outside the house there.
Would you ever call it a hydrant if it was on the bucket, if it was on a barrel?
No, we wouldn't call it a hydrant.
That would be a spigot, huh?
That would be a little spout.
Or a spout. Okay. I know what. If you bought a big quantity of molasses, what would you call that?
Well, you get a half a gallon, or you can get a gallon.
Okay. Suppose you wanted to get a gallon of it into maybe a little pint. What would you use to pour it?
Well, you couldn't put it in a pint, not a gallon. You'd have to have something big, a gallon bucket or a gallon jug to hold it, or a jar, gallon jar.
Okay. What about?
Now, I'll show you. This would what you would be called a quart. You could get a quart of molasses. See, now this here would be a half a gallon.
Uh-huh.
You get this full, well, this is a half a gallon jar.
Uh-huh.
And you get that full. They put it under that little faucet and run it full for a dime, but they don't do that no more now.
Suppose you had something like that, you wanted to pour it into a little, if you wanted to get some into a little
container. But you have to have, they got the little, funnel, they call it.
Yeah.
Little funnel.
That's what
I mean. A little tin thing.